The Radio Today program with Broadcast Bionics. Discover the world's leading brands at bionic.radio.
Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson, sounding very gravelly voiced this week, I'm afraid. I've been on a trip to the Far East. That's Cambridge, by the way. And I returned with a bunged up nose, a sore throat, and riddled with germs. I would avoid Cambridgeshire if I were you. I'm only kidding. So while I go to maximise the potential of my deep voice by spending the week in the booth recording movie trailer voiceovers, we're going to leave you in the capable hands this week of James Cridland and David Lloyd. James reflects on his trip to Podcast Movement in Florida last week, and David has more brilliant audio for us in Radio Moments. That's all coming up. Voice permitting, we'll be back to normal next week. Do remember, by the way, to check out cleanfeed.net, a great website if you're looking for a great way to connect with guests for your show or podcast in studio quality audio, just using your browser. We'll talk next time.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionic Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. Last week I was at Podcast Movement in Orlando in Florida. Did you miss me? Well, it's the largest podcast event in the world, I think, with a variety of tracks covering almost everything you need to know about podcasting, and the event grows each year. Podcasting is increasingly serious business, with both Spotify and Google on the show floor this year, and Pandora also being very visible throughout. Apple were at the event too, but in an invite-only super-secret session, only for the elite few. And guess what? I'm not in the elite few. I mean, arguably, they don't need to remind podcasters that they exist, though Spotify is being strong competition for them. I bumped into Brad Milkey, who's the host of the US's Start Here podcast from ABC News, and he's clearly happy and excited about the work he's doing, and excited most of all about the production value that the post-produced nature of podcasting can bring over and above radio. You can convey more with sound, he says, than just a straight back-and-forth interview. And there were plenty of learnings too. Martina Castro, CEO of a Spanish-language podcast company called Adonde Media, said to me during a panel that 50% of Spanish-speaking podcast listeners are listening to English content. So there's plenty of space for international growth, it seems. And that international growth was seen later in the conference as podcast producer Wondery told us that their hit podcast Dr. Death had been launched in many different languages, including Korean, Spanish, Portuguese, German, French, and others. And as I write this, they appear to have hit the top of the charts in virtually all of those countries. Podcasting's certainly growing up while retaining its young charm. While big business is certainly involved, including US radio's largest broadcasters, it's also a place where small independent podcasters still have a shot at making a hit podcast in their spare room. There's really nothing else like Podcast Movement, so the organisers are planning two events next year, the main event in Dallas next August and an event earlier in the year in Los Angeles. The podcast world is one we can all learn from, I think, as podcasters large and small get together to share best practices and invest in each other, and at a time when many US radio conferences have lost their excitement and enthusiasm, there's much to learn from what the podcasters are up to. You can get my newsletter at james.crid.land and daily podcast news at podnews.net, which is why I was there. And until next time, keep listening. And now on the Radio Today programme, here's David Lloyd.
Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
It's 2 years this week since Big Ben fell silent.
I'm Dennis Nolan. I'm head of station management for Radio 4. It means I'm responsible for the operational running of the network. So this is Radio 4 continuity. It's the holy of holies of Radio 4.
This is London.
It was one of the most sacred sounds that we heard during the war, we who were in occupied France.
The sound of Big Ben has been broadcast live almost without break for over 90 years on BBC Radio.
Now over to Westminster, hopefully, for the chimes of Big Ben. Still not quite right. You're tuned to the BBC's...
That slightly wobbly moment was in 1976, and once again,
it needs work.
They looked for alternatives, but nothing quite compared. And now largely we hear recordings. Big Ben stopping its regular chiming and broadcast this week in 2017. This week last year, the first breakfast show from someone who's just had a decent set of early figures.
I should probably start by introducing myself. My name is Greg James and I love radio more than anything else in the whole world. It is the best thing. It is there when you're happy, it's there when you're sad. It cheers you up, it makes you laugh, it sums up moments in your life. And this is the most famous radio show in the world, and it's a privilege to share it with you every morning. If you've been listening for years, hello. Nice to be back on. And you know what we can get up to together. If you're new, welcome. I hope you like it.
He's already a great, isn't he? Delicious mix of solid radio values, contemporary authenticity and hard work as well. Greg James making his breakfast debut this week last year. The famous Radio Caroline ship, the Mi Amigo, sank in 1980.
Not a very good occasion, really. I'll have to hurry this because the lifeboat is standing by. We're not leaving and disappearing, we're going onto the lifeboat.
But then, this week in 1983, a new ship and a new start for the offshore hero.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Caroline on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. I'm Tom, and for the next hour, I'd like to take you on a couple of musical journeys through the past two decades. We're going to start with the Zombies and She's Not There, and follow that with the Yardbirds with Heart Full of Soul. Caroline on 319.
That wonderful, calm, precise album presentation at the sound of the generators as well. Caroline back again from the Ross Revenge ship this week, 36 years ago. This week in 1998, XFM in London closed for 4 days. It had been acquired by Capital and they were relaunching it.
It's Republica, Drop Dead Gorgeous. If I get round to it this morning for you, I will play the brand new single from Republica as well. This is 104.9 XFM for London, and Headline News is next with Chris.
104.9 XFM.
27 minutes to 7, this is Kent.
XFM in its early Capital days this week in 1998. Blue Danube Radio was based in Vienna, principally targeted at the United Nations community, and many well-known British presenters worked there for a short spell, including Dale Winton and Graham Knight, Paul Holmes, Steve Allen, Katia Adler. The station opened this week 40 years ago.
Ukraine International.
Blue Danube Radio.
This is the start of a new service of the Austrian Radio, a special program for international people in the greater Vienna area. News, views, and useful information from Vienna and around the world.
Music and news for you on 102.2.
Good morning, Vienna. Your introduction to a bright and lively day. From 9 a.m. to 12 a.m, you'll hear music and selections from the ORF shortwave service in English and French.
Report from Austria, with news and views from our studio in Vienna.
Auditeurs de langue française, bonjour.
That's how news intro should sound, isn't it? 40 years since the launch of Blue Danube Radio. It closed in the year 2000. Lord Hill from Luton died this week 30 years ago. During the war, he was on air as a regular part of the Ministry of Food programme called Kitchen Front. But back then, the rules were that doctors couldn't use their actual name, so on air, he was simply known as the Radio Doctor, which I'm pretty sure was a rule which continued certainly well into the 80s.
And how's the stomach? Is it firm and steady, or somewhat warm, or a little wobbly and a trifle windy? Or was your Christmas day so spartan that today you're fighting fit with no twinge of remorse? Well, a word on digestion. It's the preparing of food for its absorption into the body. But nature has so arranged our digestions that we know not what they're doing. We're kept in blissful ignorance of stomach movements, of gastric juices, pepsin and renin and all the paraphernalia of digestive ferments.
The wonderful Lord Hill, who died this week in 1989. Is it firm and steady?
Is it firm and steady?
He became chairman of the Independent Television Authority and also chair of the BBC Governors. He used to fall out with the DG too. So, with Capital announcing its launch programme schedule 46 years ago... The death of James Alexander Gordon 5 years ago.
Of course, one day I'd love to read out on the air. 4 for Athletic. 5 is 5-4.
And the formation of UKRD with its first investment, a stake in Cornwall's Pirate FM 29 years ago.
We're serving Cornwall.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Macasso.